I'm so excited to have you on my podcast.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you. Please welcome the world famous ultimate fighter, Ensign Inoue. Yay! I think my listeners are thrilled right now. Yes, of course. I mean, you're known from Pride. It was the biggest thing in Japan. Like, everyone was a fan of you. And Pride was
long on. Ago, yeah. The young new fans don't know who I am, though. Only the old fans.
You think so? But
yeah.
I think you're super famous. And is this crazy? But you're actually one of my two oldest friends.
Really?
Yeah. I met you when I was in high school in Kyoto. And I have only one friend from junior high that I still hang out with. I don't know if you remember her. Her name is Aya. You met her too. I was with her all the time. And
oh, no.
It's okay. but she's the oldest friend. And you're the second person I...
What about Nakano? You don't keep in touch with Nakano anymore?
No, not at all. I don't...
Oh, really? I don't too. I don't keep in touch with him at all too.
Yeah, I didn't know him well back then either. Like that was my sister who hanged out with more.
Oh, well, you always came with her too, yeah, a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy for me that you're one of my oldest friends.
Well, cool, yeah. All right.
And we were talking on Instagram the other day about my breast cancer. And yeah, you wanted to help me and asked you if you could be a guest on my podcast. And that's how this became a reality. And I'm very happy.
All right. All right.
What do you tell me what you're doing recently?
I've been making bracelets.
Yeah.
Parcel bracelets. Oh, let me show you.
Yeah, these are super cool.
Yeah, so I have a shop in Hawaii now.
Mm-hmm.
That I travel back and forth to, and I do it out of my house, just on internet sales, and when I come to Japan. So when I'm in Japan, my shop in Hawaii is closed.
Yeah.
And other than that, I've been training. My wife is a fighter, and yeah. Also I'm training one of the ex-sumo guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Sudario Tsuyoshi. He's been fighting in Rising.
Sudario, yeah.
I've been training with him. I mean, training him to fight. He just got hurt, so he's out for the year. But next year, Sarah and Sudario, they're going to start fighting up again. So, exciting year coming up.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Will Sarah fight in Japan?
Yes, she's fought in Japan four times already.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know yet because of COVID, they cannot bring in opponents. So I want to get her to fight in Rising. She's been fighting in Shuto.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. But I want her to fight in Rising, or she might have to actually fight in a promotion overseas.
What's if there's that? No opponent. Oh, promotion overseas?
Yes. Uh-huh. If there's no opponent, they can't... Like right now, the Japan borders are closed.
Right.
We can't bring anyone in, so.
Yeah, you guys got in the last minute.
Yeah, I actually got in the last minute, yeah. So I squeezed in where I didn't need to have a 3-day hotel quarantine. I'm just quarantining at home. I have two more days, I think, two or three more days. And then I'm done with quarantine for this trip. But then I go to Hawaii again in February, so. When I come back in March, it'll be another 2 weeks. I've been doing so much quarantine.
Is it boring?
Not really, because I have a big yard. I have fish. I have my dog. So
yeah.
Not too bad. I got stuff I do around the house, so not too bad.
Decorating with lights right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you know I was obsessed with the true crime too?
No, I didn't know that.
I am. And I'm so excited that your wife likes true crime.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. But you said you're a good boy and you don't know much about true crime.
Yeah, I'm a good boy, so I don't know. Kind of.
But you recently caught a guy who tried to shoplift at your shop in Hawaii, but this story has a twist, right?
Yeah, actually, last year there was a guy that came in. So on my last trip,
yeah,
when another homeless guy walked in, I thought he was, you know, somebody that was up to no good. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had a little bit of a bad vibe towards him in the beginning. When I found out he wasn't there to steal, he actually knew who I was.
Yeah.
He said, I know you, Ensign. I'm like, oh my God, who you know me? You're not just a homeless guy, you know, wandering off the street trying to make trouble. So.
Hey, what's the YouTube?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the story had a twist.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was good. Happy ending. Happy ending.
So if listeners don't know, please check out his YouTube video. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about the Death Row family today. That's the Japanese true crime case.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a Japan story.
It's always Japanese story English episode. Yeah, so.
Okay.
It happened in 2004. So 2004, that's between Crazy Dogs, where you fought pro wrestling and you produced the professional martial art event, Kill or Be Killed.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember the time you were in Japan, right?
Yes, I remember. I was in Japan, yeah.
Mm-hmm, 2004.
Uh-huh.
And this case took place at Omuta City in Fukuoka, Kyushu. Have you been to Omuta or Fukuoka?
I've been to Fukuoka, but I don't know if I've been to Omuta.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. I didn't know much about Omuta City, but that's a city in Fukuoka.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you've been to more places in Japan than I have. And this story is about Yakuza.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Listen to the Joe Rogan episode with you as a guest. Uh-huh. And he was curious about Yakuza too. Like, he asked you a bunch of questions.
Yeah, they all curious about Yakuza.
Are you the right person to ask about it?
Yeah, true.
Okay. So for the listeners who don't know what the fuck we are talking about, Yakuza is the Japanese mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all I know. And that's all you know. So, okay. And four Yakuza gang members called Kitamura Gumi, based in Omuta City, murdered a family of three and their friend. It was shocking that a family, including the mother, the father, and two sons, committed murders together and were all sentenced to death. The entire family was sentenced to death, and they're on death row now. And that's why this case is called the Death Row Family. And the two sons were former sumo wrestlers, known respectively as Kyokuryujin and Miikezan. Though they couldn't keep up with hard training, they both gave up early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never heard of this case?
No, I never heard of I used to watch sumo a lot too, but I never heard of those two sumo wrestlers.
Oh, I think they were two. Like, they were just the beginning. They just got the names.
Ah, okay. They moved to the junior.
No. Yeah, but it's interesting that two sons are both sumo wrestlers.
Yeah.
And killers.
Wow.
Hello.
This is Tamashi.
Tamashi, hello.
Hello.
I'm watching Anson's dog. Oh, he looks so nice.
He's a beautiful
dog. Nice and sweet. Yeah.
So what did they do? They together murdered somebody.
Yes, four people. So it was.
They murdered four people.
They murdered the four people. It was like the family versus family. So let's look at Kitamura family. The father, Jitsuo Kitamura, was 62 years old, and his wife, Mami, was 47. Jitsuo was working as a taxi driver in the beginning. Eventually, he started to chauffeur Yakuza members and finally became one himself. His wife, Mami, was allegedly bigger, stronger, and scarier than Jitsuo, weighed over 100 kilograms, pretty big for a Japanese lady. And they had two sons. The older brother is Takashi, 25, and the younger brother is Takahiro, 21. They were both sumo wrestlers. they were big and bossy. They belonged to motorcycle gangs. How would you describe Bosozoku in English?
Yeah, I guess it would be motorcycle gang, yeah?
Yeah.
Bosozoku, yeah.
Mm. So these gangs can be terrifying and annoying, and all they want to do is just scare innocent citizens.
Yeah.
So they're really bad boys, both of them. And Kitamura Yakuza Group wasn't doing great. They were not making tons of money. Kitamura family had around a 60 million yen debt. They were not the ultimate boss of the Yakuza group. There were more essential Yakuza groups above them, so they had to pay all the time. Kitamura family had borrowed money from a 58-year-old woman, Sayoko Takami. This Takami family was running a money lending business, but the Kitamura family believed the Takami family could run a good business because of them. People can't mess around with the Takami family because the scary Yakuza Kitamura family had their back. So the Kitamura family low-key felt that the Takami family owed them. However, the Takami family is lending money to Kitamura, so their attitude became more arrogant. And Kitamura hated it. They hated it. They decided to kill the whole Takami family. Takami's family also had two sons. While Jitsuo and Mami waited for the right time to attack, their sons Takashi and Takahiro broke into Takami's house, kidnapped the younger son Joji, and stole some money. They strangled him in a car and dumped his body in a river. After 2 days, on September 18, 2004, Mami and Jitsuo and two sons poisoned and strangled the mother, Sayoko Takami, and shot her 18-year-old son, Tatsuyuki, and his 17-year-old friend, Junichi Hara, who just happened to be there. They put three victims in a car, which they dumped into a river. On September 21st, the police found Joji's half-naked body in the river. When the police arrested Mami the following day, she confessed to killing the other three victims. The police also found the car containing the bodies of the three victims in the Suwa River. The police arrested the entire family. As police were closing in, Jitsuo made an unsuccessful attempt to kill himself with a handgun. Takashi escaped from the police but was recaptured. Jitsuo insisted that he had committed the murders alone, but the police regarded Mami as the principal offender, the mother. They were disruptive during their trials. On October 17, 2006, Mami and Takahiro were sentenced to death. Jitsuo and Takashi were sentenced to death on February 28, 2007. On December 25th, the Fukuoka High Court upheld the original sentence for Mami and Takahiro, and then Takahiro screamed in the court, "Merry Christmas." On March 27th, 2008, the Fukuoka High Court also upheld the original sentence for Jitsuo and Takashi. And so that's the story, and nobody wanted to defend this family. So lawyers drew the lottery to be.
Oh, wow. A lottery.
For this family. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No one wanted to defend them. I guess it was a losing case, so the lawyer didn't want to have a losing case. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and they couldn't feel any sympathy, I guess. It's the family.
Oh, my goodness. So they're given a death sentence in 2007. So they've been sitting on death row for 13 years?
Yeah, they're all still alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, I think America is like that too. Sometimes people sit on death row for decades. Wow.
It's the same here, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh, crap. Poor family killed a family. And one of their friends, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. No mercy.
So there's a lot of stories like this in Japan.
Well, not as much as America has. Like serial killers, all those famous ones are mostly from America. But I've been trying to find interesting cases that are not broadcasted in English.
Japanese
true crime cases. So yeah.
You know, Sarah actually found the application that, you know, when you have buildings that people have caused suicide like that in?
Building?
Yeah,
building?
Like, you know, like apartment complexes that some people have killed themselves in?
Oh, like abandoned? Abandoned
no,
buildings
killed,
in the mountain?
So, you know, like near my house, there's a two-story apartment complex that on the downstairs, they used to have a barbershop.
Yeah.
But now it's empty. So it's been empty for what, like 8 years now, 7 years now.
Oh.
It's about 7 years. And Sarah has an application. It's a website that she goes on, and you can put in a building's address, and they'll tell you if anyone died there.
Oh, yeah, with the little fire marks.
She found out that building that is by the house, the guy who used to, my friend Darren used to get his haircut there. And there was a guy and a lady that was running it. So apparently the guy killed himself there.
Oh.
So you know how Japan is, yeah? If there's a suicide in a building, no one wants to rent it out anymore, yeah?
Yeah, it's called a jikobukken.
Yeah, so yeah, it's still empty today. It's actually a nice building, but it's empty.
Really? Yeah. I don't mind living there. I don't.
Yeah. I was telling Sarah that we had enough money. That's a nice building to buy. Shit, I don't mind.
See? Cause,
wow.
Yeah. Because in the end, like everywhere, like during the war and in ancient times, people have died everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Because even I went to, when I, you know, I did a walk across Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. In Shikoku?
I walked from Sapporo to Kita Kyushu. I walked across. No, I did a different one. It wasn't the pure. What is that? Ohenno Janai. It was. I just walked all the way across the length of Japan.
After Ohenno.
Yes, after Ohenno. So it took me 68 days.
Only 68 days.
Oh, that's long.
Well,
and then we walked. We walked through Sekigahara. We walked through.
Uh huh.
And then just so happened that Sekigahara, we got to Sekigahara at night. So when we went to Sekigahara, we a lot of my friends were telling me don't sleep in Sekigahara because there's a lot of unrested spirits. That's where I had the most brutal samurai battle. Yeah.
Yes.
I think in a matter of like couple hours, like tens of thousands of samurai died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but we did. We actually, I mean, I slept there. We slept there overnight.
In the tent?
No, we just, you know, like homeless, yeah?
Oh.
We just had a cart that we were pushing with a lot of our equipment, and we just found a place to, you know, bus stop or, like, in front of a store. We found a place to sleep in front of a temple. We didn't experience anything scary, but...
Was it creepy, though?
One of my friends said that he, in the middle of the night, he was being held down.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel anything, and just him. But yeah, so like you said, you know, there's so many places that people have died. You know, everywhere somebody has died in ancient times. So
yeah, maybe ghosts didn't dare to fight you.
We have. I was told I have spirits in this house, though.
Yeah. They're friendly, or
no? They said that somebody who should see them said it's a bad spirit, but they can't touch me, and apparently they can't touch Sarah either, so because they don't bother us at all. So I don't. People are saying to get a priest to pray them out, but I was saying, why? They don't bother us, so why should I do that? Let them stay.
You don't mind.
Yeah, new friends, you know.
funny. Oh, wow, that was interesting, though. So you're gonna probably have two listeners for your podcast now. Yeah, Sarah says,
Sarah, please. Please come as a guest.
Oh, maybe she can come as a guest one day.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, just contact her on Instagram.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right.
All right.
All right. We keep in touch. Bye.
Bye-bye.